terrorism in Gaza may be the open door for the gospel. Teen missionaries from the U.S. are impacting missions in Uganda, and a Christian aid organization closes its doors. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Life in the Gaza Strip is still extremely difficult. The people live in severe poverty, although matters have improved since Israel sent some shipments of aid. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle says the terrorists do nothing to help the people.
Hamas vowed to do so many things, humanitarian things, hospitals, you know, improve the roads, improve schools, and that absolutely none of that was done. There was the obsessive desire to just destroy Israel, and that was their only goal, and so the people suffered even before Israel attacked.
Rival terrorist groups often fight openly in the streets. This means even running errands to get food or other basic necessities is dangerous. Pray for the Christians in Gaza.
We pray for the church that is meeting and praying and sharing God's word around Gaza. We pray for them, for their perseverance, for their strength and boldness in the midst of this difficult time.
Next, International Christian Concern reports a conviction in the Orissa, India sectarian riots. Nearly a year after the outbreak of anti-Christian violence, the state government sentenced the man who incited the initial trouble to 4 years in prison. The violence spread, displacing thousands, costing hundreds of believers their lives. The conviction is timely because anti-Christian violence is flaring once more. A church leader in Orissa State says it'll boost confidence in the justice system and government. You're listening to Mission Network News. A great crate should be landing in Haiti soon as follow-up after a mission trip. A team from Christian Resources International spent 2 weeks in the country working with the local church and orphanages and doing Bible distribution.
So a second blessing will be that there are a lot more resources on their way that will be distributed even after the fact of our trip.
That's John Lowry of CRI. He says they hired a shipping company who has a more direct route, avoiding the current backups at the docks. He also got good news about the direction of the new government from Haitian locals while he was there.
Some of the reports I got in country are that the new president is a better man with a better vision, that he, I don't know if he is a Christian man, but he is certainly much more open evidently, to Christianity in the country.
Pray his leadership opens more avenues for ministry and the Great Crate makes it through customs quickly. Next, young missionaries are helping Ugandans become missionaries themselves. Teen Missions International is leaving for their annual Uganda trip this week. They're bringing frisbees to get nearby students involved, says Camille Hadlock.
Then we'll work our way into doing playing volleyball and basketball with the kids, mostly as a way of making friends so that we can get to know the kids and the team members then can share about Jesus Christ with these young people that they are meeting at the school.
Students who come to Christ can go to boot camps and eventually to Teen Missions Bible School. It includes practical training and a year-long internship in ministry.
Many of our graduates are working with the Ugandans themselves, and it's very common for Ugandans to be trained and begin working with their own people.
The American team will be there for about a month. Pray that cultural differences wouldn't be a barrier for leading people to Christ. And we close today on a sad note. An organization that took me on my first international trip as a Mission Network News employee is closed. International Aid, a Christian aid organization, hosted me on trips to Rwanda in 1997, Tibet in 2000, and Katrina in 2005. The organization worked through local churches to provide aid and other needs in order to share Christ. IA was able to share Christ in places closed to the gospel because of their aid efforts. IA closed after nearly 30 years of service. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Touch the World trip to India from Global Action. If your name's drawn, Global Action will be sending you to India to help distribute blankets to the needy where thousands die every year from exposure in the winter months. Activate your name at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.